part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. Grumpier than normal, at least in my own head here. Might want to turn the... We're in like someone's garage tonight. You might want to turn down the speakers out there if possible. I don't know if that can be done. I think you've got something. No, that's in my headphones. Try studio.
Baldwin McCullough Radio.
Yeah. Great, fantastic start to the broadcast.
And
we're no, we're leaving the door open. You're not shutting my door. No. Get out of here. Jackie, you try to shut that door, you're fired. Ivan, you tell her to do it, you're fired. Steven, you even think about it, you're fired.
I should just leave now then. Because I literally just...
Aren't I in a great mood?
Yeah, I love when you do this. Because
okay.
I get scared, and then I just want to throw gas on it.
Well, there's about 50 different things that are so complicated about what we're doing tonight.
Right.
First of all, look at our web feed.
Right.
We have no lights. We're like two silhouette figures.
That's perfect. Because we're like Navy SEALs tonight.
And I haven't worn actual head muffs for headphones.
Well, you were
in at least like 3 years.
It was about time. Because I hate your earbuds. I hate.
But we're at a place.
I hate when you say earbud. I hate when you take the time to make sure that they're like properly positioned. And then you. And I hate when you get mad that I don't like to use them.
Well, I don't care what you use. So whatever. But anyway, we're at
earbud out of it. Was that funny, Ivan? Okay. I thought.
Are
I was
we
funny.
Voting? Scale of 1 to 4. Who votes what?
This is the Baldwin McCullough Radio Show. I don't know the phone number.
Yes, you do. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you can either go online with us or you can leave a message for us.
Now, what I would like to see happen...
No, but you know, you're not hijacking my angry tirade to start the show.
I told you I want to throw gas on it. I'd like to see happen is for Ivan and Jackie to just quit and walk out right now and then see how good you are. Okay?
Well...
Mr. Smarty Pants?
Okay, so we get here about 2 hours early.
Right.
And
I was here 2 hours early.
Because of our... You were where the food was being served 2 hours early. You didn't show up here until about 10 minutes ago. Well, can I get an amen? Yeah. See, they're all...
Amen.
Why should tonight be any different than any other?
No. I mean... We're not allowed to say where we're broadcasting from. So this makes this even more difficult. But there is a well-known personality that uses the studio that we're borrowing tonight, and we're having to do this because of a whole complicated set of reasons that have to do with a New York radio station that may go off the air for 8 hours if they don't have a backup operational place in place, right?
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're not supposed to figure it out. That's
right.
The point.
Got it.
But the people that use the space that we're sitting in tonight are very old school broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk into the on-air room and I literally, it looked like a newspaper factory had vomited all over that side of the studio. Like I'm supposed to be sitting in that chair over there.
Right.
Like this is like... Some sort of like last minute rig up that we.
You're digging a hole for yourself right now because your techno futuristic earbud gadget guy, and I'm like to be old school.
But look,
I bring in the newspaper.
No,
the
you physical, don't.
I just brought the New York
iPad.
Times. Oh, well, if I have to
normally
use the
bring
iPad
in,
and the web, I
so
use the
I
iPad
took,
and the web.
So I took Ivan and Jackie, our mommy and daddy's little kids. I took them on a little field trip through the land of the old school radio.
Now you guys know how I feel. Yes, Kevin.
That's because you're the wife. So I took them back there and I said, "Look at what old school radio did." And I showed them all the stacks of everything.
I love it.
It's kind of creepy.
It's brilliant. It's the way it used to be.
But I can get
it's
all.
It's what we need to get back to.
But everything that's there can appear on my screen at one time. I can have it all
nice
and neat.
I say,
cut
more trees, we'll grow more.
Just kidding.
So I said, guys, do you understand the difference in the way it used to be and now the way extreme media does it? Because even when Steven does bring a paper or two with him, he still uses mostly his iPad.
Yeah.
And there's no paper that's abused. There's no trees that are cut down.
And
it is a literal, it is an absolute pigsty in here. I don't know how two people sit in here and do an afternoon show. I don't understand how they do that. It smelled like the subway when I came in. Like the door had been shut.
That's
like
kinda
that's
gross,
another reason
dude.
Why I wanted to. Well, of course it is.
Don't get gross.
But I wanted to leave the door open for the broadcast because it smelled like the subway in here. So and I'll guarantee you one thing. I bet there's not a woman that offices out of this address. Do you think there would be any woman alive that
well,
would
maybe
put
this
up with
facility,
this mess?
But I think the whole
well not
building
the whole building. No,
else,
they have
yeah.
other tenants. But
right.
but this specific place where we're at. Anyway. I feel so much better.
And you know what I just noticed across the way on the shelf there?
Yeah.
Is that your, what size of a Red Bull is that?
20 ounce.
So that's half our problem right there, Ivan and Jackie. He's, how much?
It's almost empty.
He drank a 20 ounce Red Bull before we even started the show.
So, but no, is it wrong to be neat? Is it wrong to have things nicely put away? I mean, I thought our studio in Fairlawn was a mess. When we used to be out of there.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
It's nothing compared to this. Anyway, I'm angry about something else. It's just Kevin is angry night.
I love it. I love when you get like this.
We went to the Intrepid.
Callers be warned.
We went to the Intrepid 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And we walked the red carpet and we answered some reporters' questions and we went and gave our support to a little movie called Act of Valor.
Oh, it's not little people.
Little movie called Act of Valor. And we were blown away by it. Seriously, blown away. Then this week, it's going to be released. So you did the Hannity show. Mm-hmm. And we talked with some of our friends. And I want to say a big thank you. And I don't care what stations carry him or not. Rush Limbaugh did an admirable thing in rallying the troops in the first hour of his show on Friday. He's still the most influential person on the planet in terms of talk radio, and he dedicated almost the first full hour to talking about why that movie was important.
And that's
and
awesome.
I want to say thank you to that. And I know
Ditto.
That Mr. Hannity did. I know a number of other people did the same thing. What made me mad as anything was I put a Google News search together for Act of Valor because I wanted to see what people were saying and I wanted to see what the news outlets were going to be writing about it.
Right.
Every left-wing piece of media in the country just dogged this thing. Oh, it's not any good. The guys can't deliver any lines. You know, it's just a propaganda piece. They use the word propaganda. It's a propaganda piece. Don't think you're going to go see a movie because it's really just a big commercial.
Mm-hmm.
This was the mess. So it got me thinking most of the day Friday. And I'm sitting there emailing some folks, and I did some radio press. We want to say thank you to my friend Trey Ware in San Antonio, who threw out a segment for me to talk about this and some other places. But I wrote a column that comes out at midnight, townhall.com. I want everybody to read it. I want everybody to forward it to everybody that they know. Because one thing that's not going to be tolerated in the Baldwin McCullough universe is we are not going to throw our troops under the bus for any reason ever come hell or high water. We're just not going to do it.
I got your back on that one, homie.
These guys have given up too much. And if you see Act of Valor, you'll know exactly what the price is. But I could not believe the nasty bloggers at Gawker. These are vile human beings. I can't tolerate them anymore. The Huffington Post. All these guys, Mr. Movie Phone, said, count me out.
Well,
jerk.
I'm going to wait till you're done.
I'm almost got it all out of my system. But what went through my mind was, because when we went to the red carpet thing, there were a few leftists there.
Right.
Montel was there.
Right.
Alice Hennigan was there.
Right.
Some other notable people that I've debated or faced off with. And you know, they stood and applauded at the end of the movie, just like we did. Mm-hmm. The whole room was standing. It was a standing ovation.
Yep.
And this thing that goes through my mind that I can't get out of my head is, why is it that when liberals are not, besides the ones that were in that environment, most of the other ones that I've talked to or that have written about it, A, didn't see the movie, and B, were dogging it for no reason. Like, why does the left have a less natural desire to support our military? What is it about the military that makes it so divisive in our country? Why does the military divide us? I don't understand and cannot comprehend that. So I want to ask you your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Why does the military seem to divide America?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on...
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,777.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,821.31, $910.66 for a half ounce, and $455.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,821.31, $910.66, and $455.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Lord. Standing in Babylon.
Yeah.
Let me be one of love for you.
It's Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're with us on a Saturday night. Thank you for being here live from New York in the pit of dismal garbage despair. This is where we are. But
what's wrong with this guy? He's like people don't realize. I love working with this guy because he's very creative.
Just because,
and he freaks out sometimes.
Just because,
man,
this place looks like your garage does not mean I have to like it.
I understand.
Okay, good. As long as we're clear on that.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Our question for this first hour is, why is the military such a divisive thing in our country? And the left almost weirdly always seems to be either less enthusiastic or overtly hostile.
Yeah.
And people on the right seem to be almost universally supportive.
But I wouldn't say weirdly. I'd say like...
It's weird.
Oddly. It's odd.
That's what I meant.
Well, you
so you
don't
want
call
to respond.
The left weird. We call them odd. And I just need to say this.
Yeah.
It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. We're talking about this picture.
See what Jackie says? Weird and odd are the same thing.
Well, if Jackie says it, it's law. We're talking about this movie, Act of Valor. It opened last night. I have super secret top intel information on the box office. This movie, people, which was made by Navy SEALs, made by soldiers, for soldiers. In their words, when we went to the premiere on the USS Intrepid Museum several weeks ago, the troops involved in the making of Act of Valor had this to say. We wanted to make this film because we have been very dissatisfied with how who we are has been depicted in Hollywood for several decades.
Yep.
And... This is Stephen Baldwin. I've been an actor for 25 years, been blessed to be involved in some wonderful movies. No, I wasn't in Sliver. Yes, I was in The Usual Suspects.
That was Billy's movie.
Okay. But my point is that I don't care who you are. I don't care what your political bent is. There are men and women around the world defending our freedom. Act of Valor is a movie made by, I mean, obviously, you don't want to be ranking our military, but the Navy SEALs are the Navy SEALs, okay? They took out those Somali guys simultaneously in the submarine and saved those hostages. They got bin Laden. They're the best of the best, apparently, from my understanding. So now this movie comes out, and how the movie came together is an amazing story.
All by itself.
Relativity Media got into an opportunity with the military to build a training facility and then got permission to film those exercises, then went and talked to these guys and put together, they wove together a tapestry of vignettes that are stories of their real true stories of the Navy SEALs. And that's this movie. And Kevin, you said something very interesting. You used the word propaganda.
That's what the left called it.
But listen, throughout the centuries of American military history, every time you make a World War whatever movie that this and that, it is always going to promote what they're doing and exemplify and demonstrate who these people are and what they're doing, and they're fighting for this country that has.
But here's
been
the difference: you didn't have media in World War II. Saying that when Hollywood made record numbers of films supporting our troops in World War II, that it was propaganda.
Okay. But even
and
back then, I'm
do.
Sure there was a handful of whoever that disagreed. Now, in America, with things being as divided and polarized as they are with this next political election and all that good stuff, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373 is the number to call the program. Here's the thing. Let me be the first to say, potentially, other than some internet realities that may give you this information, the Navy SEALs starring movie Act of Valor is looking very much so already, and we haven't even gotten through tonight's box office, like it's going to be number one this weekend.
It deserves to be.
And we went to the premiere, and I got behind this. I love our troops. I went to Iraq 2 years ago. I want to just hug these men and women and say thank you for your dedication and your service and your commitment. Some of these people being deployed for 12 months. That means a mom's got to leave her baby for 12 months out of their dedication to their commitment to this country in the military. So Kevin and I, we want to get out there. We want to support Active Valor as best we can. So we did that. Sean Hannity, God bless you. Big, big support that he gave. And that has led to, with Kevin behind the scenes, reaching out to Rush Limbaugh. He got the word out. And here's the thing. Kevin and I talked about this. And here's what we want to talk to people about tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And I'm going to color it another way, Kev.
Sure.
Okay. You want to know why, did you say the left?
No. The question I asked is, why does it seem to be that just mere support of the military is like a political dividing line?
Correct.
And why is that?
And I really don't want to
change. What is that phenomenon?
And I don't, that's an excellent question. And in the same idea, what blows my mind is, and this is going to sound like a really obnoxious statement, but I want to know, who are these people that live here that call themselves Americans who disagree with American military and what it represents? Who are you people? And let me ask you this question. Why do you stay here?
888-340-3373 is the number to answer either of those questions. 888-340-3373.
So that's what I don't get, because I got into a extremely heated discussion with someone day before yesterday talking about Active Valor. And the person was like, hey, man, you know, I really don't think, dude, you know, the whole thing, it's just, you know, it's not cool, make peace, not war. And I turned around and I said, hey, you know, let me ask you a couple questions. What are you talking? What if America didn't intercede with Hitler? What if America didn't intercede in all of these unbelievably amazing points of when we stepped in the way, and what I believe in my heart, in the name of freedom and democracy? Not to be America the bully that polices the world. No, no. But what I've said, Kevin, you've heard me say this. That's America is the world's police, not because it wanted to be, because it just did the right thing at the right moment. Not always. There's been mistakes. Could have planned better. Didn't really know. But for the most part, and this is the other comment I make, I don't see other countries in the world, everybody rushing there for the dream.
We want to talk about it. Take your calls next. Coast to coast, toll free, 888-340-3373. Why is the military, at least appearing to be, a political dividing line in this country? Shouldn't it? Don't we deserve better? 888-340-3373. Your call's next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough. Our number, 888-340-3373. Yeah, I learned it. 888-340-3373. Hey, listen. I went off on a Stevie B rant there when we went into the break. We want to hear from you. This got this Navy SEAL movie out. It's the best military film I've seen ever. And that's saying a lot. You got a lot of legendary classic films. But for who I am sitting here at this microphone tonight, what I believe, et cetera, I got to tell you. Act of Valor is the best military film I've ever seen in my life. It's awesome. Because it's in the words of the guys who made it, it's about the brotherhood of soldiers.
And it's their stories.
And it's everything, their stories.
There's two kind of interesting programming pieces about the movie. One, everything that happens in the storyline is a piecing together of actual events that were taken from several different missions. So you get to see several instances of heroism through the course of this one movie that all actually happened. It just didn't happen in this way. Secondly, they wanted to make it as real as possible. So as in every place that they could, they can you please turn that off before I like absolutely strangle you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep going.
We can't be listening to your conversation with the mics on.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, because they wanted to be committed to reality, they used live fire as much as they possibly could in as many of the scenes as they could. So there's this one shot where the helicopter is hovering above riverboats that have moved in on a target, and you see the flares of the shots going. Those are all real live rounds that are being fired. And so as a result, you get the most realistic expectation of what these SEALs are up against when they carry out missions. And again, these are all missions that they carried out. So this is about as real as you can get without going into a war zone and documenting the mission start to finish.
And what blew my mind, I've made some military movies.
Mm-hmm.
And just the sheer fact that you just said, they used real bullets sometimes. And as an actor and a filmmaker, that's wild.
And it's an old fashioned way of making a movie. They didn't do any CG or
well, they didn't fire real bullets, Kev. But just so you know,
they fired live rounds where they could.
In the other movies, in old movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's my point.
But even the tracers on some of the gunshots have been accentuated with animation in action movies, just to make them a little more firepower, bang bang.
Right.
You know? This is all real, and it's as real as it's ever been.
And what I love too, additionally, is there's stuff in this movie, Act of Valor, that, I mean, if you play these military video games and all this, and I know a lot of the folks going out to see the movie this weekend are a bunch of those people. But here's the thing. When you see Bourne Identity or any of these other types of movie that touch upon special operations and covert this and black ops that and all this kind of stuff, it seems to me that, like, I've never seen in any of that stuff, other than Act of Valor, I'm seeing stuff that they're doing, like little subtle secret stuff that is part of, you know, how they execute these missions and what they do and how they... And it just freaked me out.
You were on the edge of your seat.
I want to give one of them up. Can I say one?
Sure.
The one thing that... I mean, I, like, have that... still that little kid's imagination. It's what helps me in my work as an actor. But there's this one moment when all the guys are coming in on this, like, secret location to get these guys, this and that. And they're down in the water, and some of them are in the tree line. And this one sniper guy goes to shoot one of the bad guys, like, outside this like, hidden location. And it's on, like, a lake or a pond or something. And one of the Navy SEAL guys comes up out of the water without a sound and stands 1 foot away from the bad guy who can't see him behind him down in the water.
Yeah.
The sniper takes him out, and the guy falls backward. Now, think about what I'm saying. From the angle the sniper shoots him, they know the direction he's going to fall, and when he falls, he hits the hands of the guy in the water who catches him dead and lowers him into the water
quietly,
so that he doesn't make a sound.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that freaked me out how do they do that?
Some of the people that have been criticizing the film have said, well, they're giving away secrets like that. And so that's one of the reasons. All of a sudden, the left is, like, all concerned about giving away our secrets when they weren't concerned about putting it on the front page of the New York Times right after 9/11. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Line one, Rick.
No. Just a second.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Rick, we're going to a break. We're coming right back.
You're first up, Rick.
Live. We're coming to you, Rick. Thanks.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation?
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respirt 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
It's Saturday night, and that means it's Baldwin and McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us coast to coast. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. Let me say that slower because we do want you to be part of this conversation. Okay, we've bragged and bragged and bragged about how good the movie is. By the way, those of you that are very, very conservative in what you take in, we don't want to do this. We don't want to let you think that this is a totally appropriate film for kids that are under the age of 10 or 12 years of age. There's a couple of curse words in it, and then there's some violence in it that is very, very strong. So right. you don't want to be taken by surprise by that. But I kind of echo Steven's sentiments that this is, I don't know if it's the best military movie I've ever seen. But I think it's this generation's Band of Brothers.
I think it's the best I've ever seen.
888-340-3373. Three phone lines open. Here's the question. $100 on the board. Here's the question. Why is it, or am I wrong? But it appears to me, and I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong if I am, but why does it appear to me that the military seems to be a divisive political issue? Why does it seem to be that the left is either unenthusiastic about supporting them or at times downright hostile and mocking, et cetera, et cetera? And on the right, you have support almost universally. Why is that the case? Someone explain to me. we can disagree about all that other stuff, the economy and abortion and all the rest. We can just, can't we all disagree about that, but rabidly support the troops that serve? 888-340-3373. We were going to go to Rick in Tampa, but he hung up. Rick, call back. Carrie and Reno, call back. We'll get you back on. But we've got three phone lines open right now. 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, you run with a lot of, well, in your family and in your profession, there's a lot of people on the left that you know personally.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just had to eyeball it for yourself and you're sitting there saying, huh, I wonder why it is that they're not there. And they may not all be hostile, but there's a reluctance. It's just a hitting of the brake. It's a touching of the brake to say, I don't know if I want to be totally over the top supporting of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is that causes it?
Listen, to answer the question directly, I think that on a human level, nobody likes war. You don't, Kevin. I don't. Who likes war on a common sense level? But there's the divisiveness, Kevin, in my mind is, who thinks it's necessary in regard to the who, what, where, when, why, how, who, and not? That's really the divisiveness. Because in my opinion, and here's, I call it like I see it, and there's never going to be world peace. There's right. never going to be peace. It's never going to happen.
And whether we see it or not,
so now
the scriptures say.
So now, just like the person that says, hey, man, you know, New York City police officers, they're bullies, and they got to just calm down, and they got to not be so pushy and forceful and this, that. But meanwhile, when you're getting mugged, you're going, where are they?
Yeah.
And it's the same application here. So, listen, I can't put my finger on it perfectly, but for me, it gets back to this thing, Kevin, that's another point of contention, which is common sense. It's just common sense. Right now, in my opinion, taking the fight to the terrorists, not on our shores and not on this on our land, is why we haven't seen another 9/11.
I totally agree with you. And that's even a different issue than the question we've asked tonight, which is because there can be people that object to war and object to going to war. But it seems to me that everybody in America that wants to be an American needs to say, whether you sign off on all the wars that we go to or not, I'm going to be yay, yay, yay for the guys that serve.
Right.
Let's go to line two. Josh calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Josh. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hi, good evening. How are you guys?
Good, Josh.
Thrilled to be talking to you.
Thanks. Yeah, about Act of Valor, I went and seen it last night, and I was so impressed with the movie that when it got out, I went right back and bought another ticket and watched it again.
Well, those guys at Relativity Media are going to love you, Josh.
Josh, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
I knew the movie was going to be good, but it was far beyond what I expected.
There you go.
It's hard to explain. Sort of, it's not like a Hollywood action movie. It's like it's so realistic. It really draws you in.
Right.
Okay, Josh. So let me. You obviously support the military, and you supported the movie about the military this weekend. But let me ask you the question. First of all, am I seeing things, or is my perception right? Is there a divide left, right about the military? And if I am seeing things correctly, what do you think is causing that?
Well, I think that's really very simple, and let me just say, anybody that says that movie is propaganda should be arrested for treason because they're anti-American.
Well, the person that wrote it openly said in the same column that he didn't see it. Nolan of Gawker.com, speaking from a great wealth of knowledge when he commented on the movie. He said, don't be fooled. This is just a pure propaganda
piece.
And
it's this type of guy.
Yeah.
It's this type of guy that's the problem.
Yeah.
He's the problem, Kevin, of the question that boggles our mind tonight. Because here's the thing. He didn't see it. But regardless of that, his opinion is it's propaganda.
Military.
And it's just the military trying to you know, put a big commercial out there to get more.
Yeah.
You know,
his view is if you support military, it must be propaganda.
Yeah, well, do you know why that is?
That's what we're asking. Why?
Yeah, well, it's simple. It's because the left, the liberals, they don't want Americans like us to watch a movie like that and have pride in being Americans and in our military. So they just try to badmouth the movie so nobody will go and see it.
Well, that's okay, Joshua. That's thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
So
that's a big flame he just threw out there. And I want to hear from people that oppose Josh. Do you think that what he said is true, that the left is un-American, and they demonstrate that in a lack of support for the military? Do you believe that?
And that's seemingly what the issue is. But here's what I don't get about the Gawker dude. So what's Gawker dude's point? Okay, is it that you never make another military movie again?
You'd have to ask him that. Got to take this break, but we've got two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. That's the Extreme Media Hotline, 840-33-Specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the masses, whether it's your...
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A+ rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, coming to you from New York City every Saturday night. Sometimes we're in other places, like the Super Bowl or, I don't know, wherever, whatever gut-busting eatery Stephen decides to stop at. But we could be coming to you from anywhere. The beautiful thing is, all you got to do is be here every Saturday. That's what makes it easy. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 is our number. The simple topic that we're just blasting at people tonight, because I really want to know, because I don't want to walk around thinking something about my fellow Americans that may not be true. That's the reason I want to talk about this. I don't want to have a bad feeling about people on the left. I don't want to think that they don't know what patriotism really is. I don't want to think that stuff. But when I see the nonsense from Rolling Stone, CNN, Gawker, Huffington Post, NPR, just outlet after outlet after outlet on Friday and Saturday that just said, and I don't even know how many of them actually saw the movie, but that Act of Valor was a recruitment piece, it was a propaganda piece, it was a war-glorifying, war-mongering piece. Friends, if you see the film, you're going to know it's none of those things. This is a love letter to the troops.
That's right.
That's what it is.
It's a
thank you note that is long overdue for guys that get no thanks, that get no glory, that never are honored by the public, but they put their lives on the line every time they walk out of their front door. I'm going to get all righteous up in here soon. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Hawaii. Line 1, Elijah is listening. Hi, Elijah. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, shalom, aloha. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing good, great. Brother.
I had to say was that, you know, my views of the left, because I'm neither left or right. I'm Jewish, and so I'm always confused. But I think that the left usually whine more when they don't have power. You always hear them whining about what's going on in the military, and they complain about somebody else. Where the right side of the vote, they're usually supportive and more family-oriented the whole time. They're about protecting and serving. And, I mean, you know, typically I've been all over America, from Florida, Texas, up in the Midwest and everything, even over here in Hawaii. And I talk to a lot of people, and usually, you know, people that are more on the right side, you know, their father served, their father's father served, somebody served, and they just, it's like a general duty. On the left side, it's just like, don't get involved as much as you possibly can't get involved. And even the left commercials are promoting that, you know, it's more hand-holdy and like, you know, oh, mom, let's talk about me going in, you know, and it's about an education and what the military can provide versus serving your country and protecting freedom.
That, you know, Elijah, okay, let me ask you a follow-up question that just has nothing to do with anything except you. Because if you see those two sides of that issue, how can you classify yourself as not in more of support of one or the other?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I don't really think it's about support. I think it's about doing the right thing.
But you would classify yourself more right-leaning on that issue itself, wouldn't you?
I maybe. I mean, I'm about life and protecting life.